It's Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, a writer tells us that the Democratic Party has lost some of its core supporters because American liberalism has developed a smug style that's driving away a lot of voters.
First, even though we're inching closer to summer with each passing day, Wisconsin still isn't totally out of cold weather just yet. That was especially true this last weekend when a cold snap hit the state with temperatures at times dipping below freezing.
For the average Wisconsin resident, the cool temperatures can be annoying. For farmers in the state, the freezing weather can be hard on crops. Fruit crops, in particular, can be hard hit by fluctuating and freezing temperatures.
Joining us now to talk about the impact cold temperatures had on crops this weekend is Amaya Atucha. She's an assistant professor of horticulture at UW-Madison and a fruit crop specialist at UW Extension. Amaya, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So we saw this dip in temperatures. First of all, this is late, right? I'm not wrong about this.
It's pretty late in the season. By this time, we feel a little bit safer regarding spring frost. So, yes, it's uncommon.
And what are the fruit crops that we're worried about when we have a frost this time of year?
Well, it will depend on what part of the state we are. But in the central southern part of the state, I think that the crops that were most advanced are grapes and apples. In the southern part of the states, they were a little bit, in the case of the apples, they were already on fruit set and some of them on petal fall. So it means that the fruits have already started growing. In the case of the grapes, it tends to have a bloom a little bit later. So the shoots had broken, started growing, and the inflorescence that was going to give form the fruits were a little bit exposed. So those are the most sensible of all the tissues in the plants.
And how about, that's the southern part of the state. How about in the northern part of the state? Obviously, it probably got even a little colder there, but are the fruit crops as far along up there?
In the northern part of the state, probably they were not as advanced. So that's an advantage because they're not as sensitive to cold damage as if you are in full bloom, which is the most sensitive stage. That doesn't mean that they're not, but probably the extent of the damage was a little bit less.
Let's look at the grapes in particular. First of all, people may not think of Wisconsin as a big grape state, a big wine state, but this is something that has been a growing crop, hasn't it, over the last
few years? Yes, absolutely. The grape industry has been growing steadily in Wisconsin. And so with this frost, the problem is that, as I was saying, a lot of the varieties in the areas where we have quite a bit of vineyards, so in the western, southern western area of the state, they got quite a bit of damage to those shoots that already have the inflorescences of the grapes exposed. So what means is that some of the varieties, in some areas, they're going to be quite a bit of damage. There's a second shoots that can come out of buds of grapes. So the buds of grapes, it's what we call a compound bud. It means that it has three buds inside. Mm-hmm. The first bud is the one that breaks earlier, is the strongest one and the one that has the best fruit. But if that gets damaged, like in this case with the frost during spring, you can have a second shoot that breaks that also carries fruit. Unfortunately, because it's so late in the season, that fruit, even if those buds are going to break and we get fruit, that fruit might not be able to harvest in the very short season that we have here in Wisconsin. So then grape growers are going to have to make a decision whether they keep that fruit or not.
Hmm. And do we know how bad the damage is yet, or is this something that we'll be looking back at in a month or two to see just how bad it was?
Probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll see really the extent of the damage. As I said, it's very much depending on site. So within one area, if you have a very good site in which you have good drainage of air, that means that the cold air moves through your orchard or through your vineyard without staying and affecting that much your vineyards or your orchards, then you probably got less damage. If you are in a cold spot, that then the damage is going to be exacerbated.
Now, this is something, this frost is something that'll affect the grape crop this year. Is this something that'll damage vineyards in years to come?
No. What's going to happen is if we don't have any crop this year, what the growers are probably going to do is try to keep those vines healthy, grow new shoots that are going to be used for the following year to have a crop. So I don't think there's going to be any damage. The level of the frost was not, it didn't go that deep in terms of temperatures to really damage the frame of the grapes, of the vines. So it's the same case on the apples. What's going to happen probably with the apple trees is if there's some growers that won't have any fruit this year, next year there's going to be a very heavy bloom and there's going to be a lot of flowers. So probably we're going to have a very successful crop next year, given that hopefully we don't have any spring frosts anymore.
Talking to Amaya Atucha with UW-Madison and UW Extension. She's an expert on fruit crops here in the state. We're talking about the impact of frost over the weekend. Let's look at the apples more closely now. Again, is this something that we know right away that these orchards have taken damage, or is this something we're going to have to wait and see how bad the frost hit them?
Growers are assessing right now the extent of the damage. So as I was telling you, it depends on whether the flowers were open and were still not fertilized. That means there was not a seed growing yet. In that stage, what's probably going to happen is that you're going to be able to cut through a flower and look at the ovaries where the fruit is going to form, and you can see if the damage, if the tissue is black or brown, that means that the flower has been damaged. There won't be any fruit. The same with the little, with the fruitlets, with the small little fruits that are starting to grow. There are some things that products that growers can apply to save the crop. It will depend on the extent in each particular case.
Do different varieties of apples, and I know we have a lot of different ones in Wisconsin, do they progress along those stages at different times, different paces?
Yeah, there's some varieties that tend to bloom earlier than others, so that could be a difference in terms of which varieties got more damage than the other, and that is definitely true for the grapes as well.
So we talked about how big a deal the grape industry and the wine industry are in Wisconsin. How about apples? That is something that we all think of and see all over the place.
Yeah, here. Unfortunately, as I was saying, I don't think we have a clear vision of what was happening. We know that on the western side it seems to be more damage, but until maybe 2 or 3 weeks, we can't say for sure. And I don't want to be catastrophic saying that all the crop has been lost, because that's not the case. It's going to depend on each site.
So for grapes and apples, I mean, are there things that people who own the vineyards or the orchards can do to prepare for frost, or are they just kind of at the mercy of the weather when it gets this late in the season?
There are. The first thing and the most important thing that we always tell growers and new growers is how important it is to select an appropriate site, a site that is going to have a good drainage of air, where the cold air is not going to accumulate. When you are not in low spots, when the cold air that is heavier than the warm air is going to sit down and damage more your tree. So that's the first thing. You can always use wind machines, but unfortunately wind machines is very expensive. So you have to have a big orchard.
Yeah, something that would be on a whole orchard, do you?
Yes.
A wind machine?
You can have several of them, and they're efficient. They can rise temperatures between 3 to 4 or 5 degrees, which is enough to save a crop. So in areas like in California and in Washington, all the big orchards actually do have wind machines. You can also use heaters, so propane heaters, but you have to put them in the orchard, in the vineyard, and then light them all. And so that can also help.
Is there something to be said for having diversity of the crop, to have different kinds of apple trees, different strains of grapes, so that not all of them are in exactly the same stage and all affected equally by that one frost?
Absolutely. That could help, but the range of difference that we're talking is not that much.
All right, we'll leave it there. Amaya, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to know more information, we will be posting more information on our website, fruit.wisc.edu, and we will have a newsletter coming out. It's posted on the website if people want to read more about cold damage and how to handle it.
All right, we'll try to get a link for that on the Central Time Facebook page. We've been talking to Amaya Atucha. She's an assistant professor of horticulture at UW-Madison and a state fruit crop specialist at UW Extension. She joined us for a look at the effects this weekend's cold temperatures and frost may have on fruit crops here in the state.